Rav Tarfon Netzach Bezveni, Shezu Halacha Mekufachas. He says, no, I'll bury my son, he's very angry, because this halacha, that's wrong. Sheshom Hashem Mevetur, somebody heard this halacha, but he made a mistake, it's not the right halacha. What did he hear that he made a mistake? It says like this, Ve'ikur, that's a farmer, either he was walking along their fields, he was carrying the madah, he was carrying this strap on his kesef, on his shoulders. The eel tzidei achat al kever. It was a long, thick, stiff strap. So one side of the strap went over a kever. Is timoy oisai. It says nalocha timoy oisai. We're matam of the thing. Mishum kelim ani ilim al ames. It has a din tumor like a regular keli that's over the oil of a mace. That's what it said. So Rabbi Tarfon says that the Talmud made a mistake. The Talmud thought that the halacha is this farmer, when he's carrying this strap, the halacha is the strap becomes an oil. Since one side of the strap is on top of the kever, so it's on top of the mace, now the farmer that's holding the strap is also Tamei Shiva, has a Tamei mace. That's what the Talmud thought. And the Tarfon answers back, no, that's not what he meant to say. He just meant to say that the marda itself, the kli itself, has tumis mace. But now when the person touches the marda, the person is only rishon l'tumah, and you only have to go to the mikveh and have a shemeshis Torah. Omer Rabbi Kiva said, Ani asakin, I'll be misakin, and the Talmud didn't make a mistake. Sheyadiv rechom kayom, that really both are emes, the Talmud was right. Sheyil kol ha-metatle nevi'e nesatumah al ha-odom she-noisa oison ve'uvei ha-marda. He makes it a little bit different. Rabbi Kiva, not that the gzera was stam, any strap, even though it's not a tefach wide, could be an oil halamace. And if you have a mace on one side, the strap of the cross, the mace on one side, kalim on the other side, the kalim have tumas mace, so far we didn't go. We just said the person that's holding this strap, since one side of the strap is over the oil halamace, the halacha is the oil itself, the strap itself, is makabel tumah. Agrashi says that has no shear. Even an oil of a kol shehu, if it's on top of the mace, the kli itself on top becomes tummy. So about the kli itself has a tumas mace on it, so Rabbanu also goes there, the person that's holding this strap is also has a tumas shiva. But only the person that's holding it. But let's say there's a keli on the other side of the strap, underneath the strap, that kli is not makabel tumah. That's what Makiva says. Makiva, Ani Yasakin, Shediva Chomik Hayomim. That Exeri was Shiyakola Matatla Neviya Netatuma Alo Odom. Only on the person Shenoisoisan that's carrying it. But Uve Hamarda, that if the strap itself is wide, Uve Hamarda, how much a regular ox strap is, that's enough to make an oil. The Al Atzmon, but the strap itself, or anything that's on top of the kever, that's directly on top of a mace, is B'chol Shu. Even no matter how thick it is, it's makabel tumas mace. The alshar odom the kelim, mashenkin another person or other kelim that's not touching the strap. It's just underneath the strap. So you have a long strap going on top. One side of the strap there's a mace underneath it. The other side there's a keli underneath it that has no tumas shiva. Dafka paseach tefach the halacha is. But kolzman on the strap is not wide a tefach. The top does not have a shem oil. So we have this strap on top. Over here there's a mace, so the tumah goes up. If the strap is a pasach tefach, this is wire tefach, so it's called an oil. Oil says the tumah goes up to the oil and goes all along and then comes down again. If there's a kli here, this kli has a tumah mace, tumah shiva midiraisa. But if the strap is less than a pasach tefach, like I was saying, it's only a kamarda, that means a smaller shear, then midiraisa doesn't have a shame oil. So male, the keli underneath the marda is not tummy. Just the marda itself, the oil itself, has no shear. It, since it's on top of a mace, I feel it kol shu, it's makabel tumas mace. And the gzera that I've done was the person that's holding this marda like this. If you're holding it, since you're holding up this marda, and the marda itself is makabel tumas mace, the person also gets a tumas mace. But the kelim on the bottom has no tumas mace. The Yom Rav Yanai, umarda sh'omru, what type of a marda are we talking about? How thick is this strap that has this tumah the Rabbonim are called upon him? Ein b'uv yif tefach, it's true. It's not wide, a tefach, of a v'yesh pekefo tefach. We're talking about it was like a round strap. Now the round means the circumference. If you take the circumference going around the circle, it would be a tefach. because it takes you 4 inches to go around the circle, even though the diameter of the circle is less than 4 tefachim. So it's not called pasach tefach. It's not called a tefach wide. But since the circumference going around the circle is 4 inches, the Rabbanan made this gzera, that since around is 4 inches, up to a case where flat, straight out, will be 4 inches. The gozo al hakeifa mishumov. Rashi, Rom Rabbi Yana Gassinan, or before, this was before, Ani Yasakin Shiadivicham, Rashi Shoimrim, Uve Hamada, Mevi Tuma Kayomim. So the Kiva wants to miyashiv this gezeru. What they said, that the strap is only the size of a mardit, smetame is good. Yesh Dover Shemevian Olof Tuma Mamish, Litan Haziya Medivrayim. There is the case that Medirabonin, you have a Tumas mace, that means it's tummy for 7 days, and you have to make hazi, you have to spritz on it from the mechatis. Kagoin ala odom hanoiseya, only the person that's carrying the strap. Shet tuma boy tumas maga minatera. Now midiraisa, the strap itself is a tumas mace, is an avatumum. So when the person touches the strap, the person becomes a regional tumas midiraisa, he has a tumas maga on him. And but that tumor really is only 1 day, and he goes to the mikvah, the hera shemesh is tor. No gozu olav, Rabbanu made a gzera. Buve hamad letame tumas oil medevrayim. Rabbanu gave you a tumas like mace for 7 days. Gzera hakefa mishum ovav. Gzera where the heck if the circumference around the circle is 4 inches, also in a case you will have the diameter be 4 inches. Techiva the tumalei. Al korchus tumma diraisa. Vivat midiraisa you are tummy. Al korponi you are rishon tumma. That since you're touching this strap, which the strap has an avatumah, so the person needs hereshemesh for who loy noga the mace. But the person himself did not touch the mace. Is ksava, people will think, why is this person tummy 1 day? Shemishum ayalatum tummy. People think the reason why he's tummy because he's under an oil mace. Umishum sheesh bekeva tefach. People think, what has it in oil? Only if something is a tefach wide. If there's at least 4 inches on top wide, that's called an oil. Now people see, what did he do? He went to the mikvah right away, and he didn't have to wait 7 days. People come to say, whoever went into an oil where there was a mace was on the other side of the room, since there's a roof on top of you, the tumah comes straight down on you, and tell me midiraisa 7. But people think, no, just like he was tevil in the mikvah, and he was tevil at night, everybody that's tumas oil only needs 1 day. So that's why the Bona made the gzera, that the person that's carrying the strap, since he himself does become tummy at least for 1 day, the Bona made the gzera should be tummy for 7 days. Mashenkin or the kalim or other people that are not touching the strap, they have no tum at all midiraisa. His male and mevian shum tumor elba paseh tefach elba paseh tefach. The kibo masad rabbonim perish. The kibo is nazbid rabbonim. Because the midiraisa, you need it to be wider tefach to give it a shame oil. So if it's a tefach, then somebody underneath the oil has a tumor. If it's less than a tefach, midiraisa it's nothing, and even midirabonim it's nothing. Only in the case where the person himself that's holding the strap, that's where the rabbonim made gzeira. And now Rami Rabbi Yana Gassina, Ma Deshomru, to maybe yes atuma al noisa, even this gzeira the rabbonim, that the person that's carrying the strap, that's not wider tefach, that we say if one side of the strap is over a mace, now that you're holding the strap, you have a tumas mace, letami shiva midavrayim, is when only ein bo v'tefach, the imkem ebi yodereisa. It's true, where the width of it, the yammer or the circle itself, is not a tefach. Mashenkin, the kefo is a tefach. So Rabbonim made exeru ha kefo oto the tefach itself. Fredi gmodo, le rapafrin diyomar, ekfachas bini, shalocha zu mekafachas, according to Rav Tafin, he deems the whole gzera. He was very angry and he said, the lashon like a shvu, it's wrong. I'll even bury my son if it's right. So Tafin doesn't know from this gzera. For the Gemara Bezoi, Botzulu, we're missing one of the 18. This chur is one of the 18 gzeras. How do you have 18? On Rav Nachman Rav Yitzchok. The Rav Tafin's going to have to hold, ask the nice kusim. That a daughter of a kusi, nidus merisosim, Rabbanu made a gzera that as soon as they're born, they're 1 day old, they have a tumas nidur on them. Is boy bayim gozu. This was part of the Yudches gzeras. I already brought that gzera down before already, so it's gemara v'ibuch. But this gzera about the kalim though, when we say it's mayim shuvin, srilik Rav Meir. He holds like Rav Meir that holds what? That they, it's not adayim hu machlokes. They fill it with maskim to Beis Shammai. That if you leave the kli outside, even though you put it there, a shas it was cloudy. Then the clouds went away. and you still left it there. Now when the clouds come back and it rains, according to Beis Shammai, that's called Mayim Shuvim. And Reb Meir holds that Beis Hillel gave him to Beis Shammai. So now this is one of the Yud Ches Devarim. So according to Reb Tafen, he's going to hold like Reb Meir that the Gzer of Mayim Shuvim is one of the Yud Ches Devarim, and Hu Adin, Benois Kusim, Anidis, Mirasos is also one of the Yud Ches Gzeris. Rashi apart from the Yoma, Legozu Mishum Zer Ela Bedin Teira, Do Le Tumu, Ela Tumas Erev Mishum Magabe Batsal Yudches. Tafin says the only medic Zer that the person carrying the strap is Tumi for one day, not more. So where do you have Yudches Zeres? The Nes Kusim. Uvidos Rashi Vimniach Kalim, Savala Tafin Kreb Neya. The Choshev Leip Yudches Dover. The Yate Kai Vial Hachta Bes Kusim. So mainly he takes out this Zer of Marda and he puts in Bnes Kusim. So still we don't have 18. We only have 9 to start off with, and now we have a few more. We're still missing the 18. At the end, Rashi will soon say exactly what all the 18 are. But the Mavi Ibrach, what's another one of the 18 Gzeres? Ha-Boit Ser Lagas. If somebody is collecting wine, and he's collecting, collecting the grapes, he's picking off the grapes to put it into the gas, into the vat, to squash it, to make wine. In Shama Yoyim Huchshir. While you're pulling off the grapes, if some grape, the juice drips off it, that juice that comes out is called yenicha with it, and if it falls out an eichel, it's machshle kabotuma. It's called nichele. Hillelai melei huchshir. Hillel says, no, this juice that's falling off the grapes is falling onto the ground, it's going to be lost, so you don't want it, you have no das for it. That's not called mayim de nichele. Omalei hillel l'shamay. Hillel is the kasha to shamay. Mifnei ma boitzchum b'tayra. How come as Lalocha you hold that when you collect the grapes, we say you have to collect the grapes in a Tomadika Kli? You shouldn't put it in a Tomadika Kli. Master, if you put the grapes in a Tomadika Kli, the grapes will be Mekabatumah. Of the Vien Moiskin Batira, Mashenka, when you squash out the olives to make olive oil, there you're not Makba to put a Batira. Is there your Moida that these Paris never had water growing on the olives yet? So even if the olive goes into a keli, that's Tomei, it's not Mekabatumah. Because the halacha is all oichlin has to first have a hechsher. That means first water has to fall on the peri after it's pulled off from the tree. Then it's called huchsha kabatuma. So these olives never had water fall on them yet. So now you're allowed to squeeze it in tamadika kelim. Is the kasha though, but while you're squeezing the olives, the oil is coming out. So why don't we say this oil is machsha the peris to makabatuma? Just like you say when you're squeezing out the grapes. The juice is mashed to the grape to Makabatuma. Omalei, so Shammai said, Im takni teini, if you're going to give me tzorish, you're going to bother me now, goiz reini tuma afala masika. Enachanami, I'll make that gzera for you also. I'm making gzera now, whoever starts squeezing out olives, also has to have to use a kli that's torn. Shrashim, if neima beitzu metaira, if neima ato matzvich liftsa bekelim toyim, to karmit, it's like your sheet to be Shammai is huchshur. That you're saying when you're collecting these grapes, and even before you make wine out of it, if the juice falls on one, comes out of the grape, on one grape to another grape, that grape is huchshur. And now if the grape goes into Tumah, the clear it's makabatuma. So why do you say only by grapes and not by olives? Why don't you have the same shash by olives? When you're squashing, picking off the olives, also sometimes juice come out of one olive. And that juice should be mashka that you nichalei, so it should be mashka the rest of the olives. It should be makabatuma. So the mice was Shammai so far didn't answer. He just said, if you get me angry, I may take very also. So the Gemara no atzu cherem of Beis Medrash. That day they put a sword at the door of the Beis Medrash. Omru, they said, ha nichnas yichnas. Everybody comes to the Beis Medrash. And this was Tamid Beis Shammai. They wanted to make a final psak that we should pass in like Beis Shammai. So they wanted everybody to come inside now. Omru v'ayotze ayotze. They had a sword there. If you go out, I'll kill you. Nobody's allowed to go out now. V'ayotze ayotze that day ha yehillel kofuf v'yoshlef Beis Shammai. Hillel like was a meat. There were more people of Shammai than Hillel in this meeting. So the other people of Hillel was kofet, had to give in to Shammai. Ki echad min ha-tamidim. Even Hillel himself was like one of the tamidim. He had to give in to Shammai since they were the roiv. For yekoshel Yisrael, it was so hard to cry Yisrael. Ki yoyim shenasa beigel. Not much like the day the Yeager was done. Without Hillel was the grace of tzaddik and the midah of Anova and Anzvenusam. Still, this time he had to give in to Shammai. Drashi, Fahayotse al Yotse, the Fisho Yotsim Lama Dominion. If they wanted to count exactly how many people hold like us, Shammai, to make the Xerah, and if we can have the robe at this meeting, we're going to be able to pass the law. So they wanted all the people to stay there to vote like us. Zat Kosha Rafi Shihilo Nasi Biavalasan. Nihilo was a Nasi, was a Nasi, and he was a big Onuf. So it was very hard to see Hillel how to give in now. But the Maisa, this is Tairahu. I mean, Shammai didn't do it as Midas Ra. Shammai did it as the hell, their right, La Halacha. We have a right to make this Gzeirim. This is the Halacha, this is the Ratzon Hashem. So even though you're Hillel and you're the great Tzaddik, you have to give in to us though. We hold the right.
Only because right. We have more.
Yeah. The Gozer, yeah. So the Gemara, the Gozer Shammai Hillel. So Shammai Hillel himself gave in to Shammai. He was also asking his Gzeirah. But like Kiblu Minayu, from Shammai and Hillel only were Mekabla. They didn't pass the law yet. The Yasa Talmidayu, but the Talmidim came, Gozer the Kiblu Minayu. Then the Talmidim and more amount of people came, they made the Zer, they were Mekabla the Gzeirahs. That what? That when you're collecting grapes, the juice that comes out of the grape is called a mashke that you're nicha with. You're happy with it coming out. Therefore, this mashke now falls on the other grapes. It's like machshir. It makes the grape roi to makabel tumma. If a sheretz or a kli tummy touches the grape will be makabel tumma. But not by olives. By olives they didn't do it. For the Gemara, my timer, what's the time they made this gezerah? Rashi, my time of Hukshur, Holanichalei, Puhumashkir, did nothing. Because of the Yibud. Since the grapes, you're only collecting the grapes now to throw it into the vat. So if any juice falls out while you're collecting the grapes, where does the juice go? It goes to the floor, it goes Yibud. So you're not Nichal with that water. So why should that juice, like, be Mashur? Mashur, Hechshur has to be, the Pesach says, Kiyutan. You have to be Nichal with the water. You have to use the water for some purpose. If you're nicha with the water, using it for some purpose, now if this water goes on oichlitz machshirit, but here you're not nicha with the juice is falling on the ground, libud. Omer Reb Zera, Omer Reb Chanina, Zera, Shem Yibatsrenu Bekufais Temeis. We have a Zera, maybe you collected in the kupa basket, that's Tomei. Rashi Bekufais Temeis, a new Chiddush Rashi says, the Asiya Tumas HaKli, since the Kli, the basket is a Tomedated Kli, so since the kli is tamein, u'mechashim lei l'mashker l'hachshir hoyu v'tumosei v'achshir v'kachas. We're talking about now the juice of the grape is falling off the grapes and goes on to the other grapes. Now the svar is, this juice you don't want, you have no use for it. This juice is going to eventually fall to the ground and go inward. So you're not nicha with that juice. Why do we say this juice is called, it's useful? And it could be machshir, the peiros of makabel tumah, because since you put it into a kli that's tamein, so tummy is a chashev azach, when this juice comes in contact with the tummy, the tummy is like machshev the juice, and makes the juice for chashev the juice, now this juice could be machshev the peiris. So bevas achas, the peiris get their hechsher, it's like juice that yenicha with that juice is on the peiris, and the kli tummy that's there is metama the keli. No, it's a shver asvera. But just that since tummy is a chashev azach, when the water comes in contact with the tummy, they can kli, the tummy of the kli is master of the water that makes the water a chash of a water. And that water is considered like you had das to use it. Shmei Aswar.
Isn't Hillel's kind of still valid though, by Alice? We'll soon
see. We're not answering that yet. We'll soon see. Omer Rabbi Chanina, so Mahar Nichol Aman Diyom is such a swara that Kli Tomei Choshev Yos Choshev Mashkin, if Yos such a swara like that, that since the Kli is a Tomei of Kli, any water that goes in this Kli, even though you're not Nichol with the water is Hukshur, it's a Choshev water, Shapir, then you have the Gzeira. Ela Laman Diyom Ein Kli Tomei Choshev Mashkin, no, we don't hold such a swara like that. Since the water itself, you have no use for it, it's this juice that's going to drip down to the floor and get ruined, lost, you have no use for it. So even though now it's touching a tumah of the kli, still the water is not nichusa. It can't be matched to peris. Of a zoi mayik lememer, why would Beis Shammai make a gzera that if you collect the grapes is mekabel tumah with the juice that's coming out of it? El amar Rab Zera, amar Rab Chanina, gzera shemi yivatsrenu dekufais muzufafais. So gzera that maybe you collect the grapes in a kupa muzufafais means that there's a sieve on top of the basket and there's a bottom part of the basket also. So it means on top you put the grapes. And even if some juice falls out of the grapes, it doesn't go to Ibra, it doesn't get lost on the ground, it comes into the bottom basket, and you use that as wine. That's why you have like a sieve on the top part of the basket, so if any juice falls down out of Rabbi, you collect all the juice in the bottom and you use it. So in such a case like that, any juice, grape juice that comes out of the grapes, you're nicha with that juice, because you want it to come to the bottom of the kli, and you collect it all here. So since you're nicha, you're going to use it, it's good why if this juice now would fall on the other grapes, it would be mashur the grapes. So therefore, Shammai says we're making zera, even though you use a pasha, the basket, a regular basket, it has no bottom to it. a regular basket, the juice comes, it falls to the ground, so you're not nicha with that juice. The Rabbanu made exam, though, up to a case where you use a basket, that you are nicha with the juice that comes down. So you have to say it was only shchiyah to do these things by grapes and not by olives. By olives, they never made these type of baskets. Therefore, they didn't make such exams by olives. Why did they make the gzeirah on olives? The gzeirah shem yibatzrei no bekufas mitofes. Because by grapes, we say we're afraid to use a basket that has a bottom to it. That's not a good terrace by olives. To moil hayotzimihim, because the juice that comes out of the olive, lechoshev mashke, b'chal it's not called the mashke. I mean, even though you want it, it's not called the mashke though. It's the moil, the juice that comes out of olives, is not called mashke. It's only the juice that comes out of grapes is called the mashke. That could be mekabel tumah, could be mashke kabel tumah. But the moil, before the olives come, before the oil comes out, the first little drops that come out, that's only called moil, that doesn't have a shem mashke. So if we're going to make any xeris.
Sure, though, because isn't
Shem and Zayis
one of the...
So the moil just means the first drops that come out. You're not squashing the olives, you're just collecting them. So while you collect them, some drops could fall out. So that drop that comes out, the first drop, that's only called moil, it's not called a mashke. Right? So tell us why grapes, where Xeris sometimes use a basket that has a bottom to it, that you're going to collect the juice that falls down, you're nicha with that juice. Therefore, that juice could be mashke the grapes. Rav am another gzeira mishum hanoshches. Where gzeira mishum hanoshches, sometimes you're going to pull the grapes and you're going to have bats to squeeze out the grapes. Trashi hanoshches, eskolas hanoshches. You have clusters of grapes, zu ezu, that pushes one the other. Ukeshebol afridam, when you want to separate the clusters of grapes, nischat hamashka lehim, that automatically, just by separating them, the juice comes out of them. Vechivan the other biadayim, since you yourself are separating these grapes and you are causing the juice to come out of it, and it can't happen any other way, machsher. It's considered like a person is doing something him, he daitai with his das, and that's enough to make a hechshel kabutuma. So a geyser, all type of collecting grapes, also you collect these big clusters of grapes, that any time you separate them, you automatically cause the juice to come out of it. The Yom Rav Nachman and Rabba Babua, Pomim Shodam Herlich Lekarmoy, sometimes people go down to the vineyards, Leida to know in Megia Novel of Tzira, did the grapes come ripe enough to pick them off? Oloi, Sadi, test it. Venoitel Eshkel Anovim, you take out one cluster of grapes, Lesorse to squeeze it, O Mezalef Agabi Anovim, and it drips on the other Anovim, O Vishas Pitzira, Adayim Mashka Tefechaleim, and later when you're going to collect all the grapes, there's still some mashka on this, so Mela, that's part of the Gezerim. I mean, this means Leishreis. As you're picking, you see, what is he proving here? That sometimes you pick out a big cluster of grapes, and just by separating them, the juice comes out. Like, you're not really squeezing it in to let the juice come out. You just want to see if they're ripe enough. So you're just like separating them. And just by separating them, the juice comes out. So that juice is called the mashka, and it's called nichusa, because you did it b'yadayim. But since you did it b'yadayim, it's called that you're nicha with this water. It's mashka the grapes. So therefore, the Rabbanu made gzeira anytime you're collecting grapes. That was Beis Shammai's gzeira, and Vice Versa Beis Hillel was masking to Beis Shammai. He gave in. This is one of the Yudches gzeiras. Vice Versa Idach. What's another one of the 18 gzeiras? Oma, TV.